Three former top administrators with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game have written a letter to Governor Sean Parnell warning that Sea Alaska's land selection bill could lead to an Endangered Species Act listing for the Queen Charlotte goshawk and the Alexander Archipelago wolf. Wayne Reglin, Matt Robus, and Ron Somerville are all former wildlife conservation directors. Reglin and Somerville are also former deputy fish and game commissioners. They say if the species are listed, it would cause severe economic problems for Southeast Alaska. Robus says the U.S. Forest Service has successfully kept the two species off the list by creating old-growth reserves in the Tongass National Forest. He says those protections would disappear if Sea Alaska is allowed to choose old-growth stands to complete its land entitlement under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Both have been proposed for either threatened or endangered status, and both have been found by the federal government to not be threatened on the basis largely of the conservation strategies that have been put in place, mostly through the Forest Service's land use management plan, because, of course, most of that land that's being talked about is in the Forest Service's jurisdiction.
Robus says if the species were listed as endangered or threatened, it could mean the end of logging in Southeast.
There's a bunch of land selections that result in logging in some of the areas that the conservation strategy is counting on to be unaffected habitat. It could potentially lead to other listing efforts. And if those were to result in listing, there'd be pretty substantial impacts to any sort of economic development activity in Southeast.
Robus says the three former officials want Sea Alaska to get its land entitlement.
In that letter, we talked about supporting Sea Alaska getting the acreage that it was promised, wherever those come out of, is the question.
The federal government owes Sea Alaska about 85,000 acres, but the company is seeking congressional approval to select land outside the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act boundaries. Governor Parnell hasn't responded to the letter.